Hey guys, how's it going? I'm recording another video today, and today it's going to be about the DC superhero Shazam. I haven't posted it in like a couple weeks, so I thought I'd do it today. So first of all, yeah, he's a DC character. You know how there's the MCU? Well, now there's the DCCU, the DC Cinematic Universe, the DCCU, yeah, so, I'm just gonna be talking about the film a little bit. I'll share a little bit about the story, then the characters. So the plot is about, like, there's, like, a guy who's named Thaddeus Savanna. He's, like, riding in a car with his dad and his brother, and like during a big like a blizzard, and he's like sent, the one Thaddeus Savanna is sent to something called the Rock of Eternity, which is a temple in another dimension. There's like this great old guy named Shazam that has been looking for somebody that is pure of heart, that he wants to give his power to. And, so, Thaddeus, the one guy, Thaddeus Savanna, he's, like, he's, like, tempted, in some words, by something called the Eye of Sin, which, like, he can, like, hear in the walls or whatever, promising him, like, power if he, like, helps him out. The wizard, the one wizard guy, says, like, oh, you're not allowed here, you're not worthy, and, he sends him back to the car, where his, brother and his father are, it goes to an accident, where his father is paralyzed from the waist down, and his brother blames the one guy, because the Thaddeus was, like, yelling, like, ah, I just went to a place, like, where a wizard dude named Shazam talked to me, and, he surprised the dad, which is abusive, by the way, and, they crashed. Fun. And, the brother's blaming him, and, those sins, the seven deadly sins, tells him from an eight ball, to find them. And then nowadays, there's a 14-year-old foster kid named Billy Batson is, like, going from house to house to house because he's not liking any of the families, looking for his birth mom. He was separated from them, like, a while ago. He just looks around, and then, he's put in a home where, run by people, two people named Victor and Rosa and five other kids. Yeah, and then, while that's happening, there's, Billy defends this other kid named Freddy from, some bullies, and then he's chased, and then he's transported to the Rock of Eternity, and now Billy's the new Shazam guy, and I'm not gonna spoil the rest of the movie, because that's a long summary. So yeah. That was a lot. Now that we've gotten the summary, which is like a 4-minute summary, that was a long time, we've got to get to the next stuff, which are the cast. First of all, we got Zachary Levi as Shazam, which is like Billy Batson's alter ego. He plays as Chuck. Mark Strong as the Thaddeus dude. Jack Dylan Grazer as Freddy, the foster brother. It's pronounce it. Digimon Hansu as Shazam, like the wizard, the old wizard guy. Faith Herman as Darla Dudley, foster sister, younger foster sister. Grace Fulton as Mary Bromfield, which is the older foster sister. Ian Chen as Eugene Choi, his younger foster brother. And then there's Jovan Armand as Pedro Pena, Billy's older foster brother. And then Marta Millens as Rosa, the foster mother, and then Cooper Andrews as Victor, the foster father. And then there is, it was released on March 13th, 2019 by Warner Brothers Pictures, it was released online on July 2nd, 2019. How's that for interesting? It was directed by David F. Sandberg. Screenplay was by Henry Gayden, based on the character Shazam from the DC Comics. Produced by Peter Safran. It was edited by Michael Aller. And the music was by Benjamin Wallfish. Yeah. And it's 132 minutes, which is like 2 hours and 12 minutes. And it's in English. The budget, like how much they were allowed to spend, was 80 to 100 million. Imagine how much candy you could buy. And then it made 366 million. It got about $266 million. So next thing we want to talk about is the thing. It's PG-13, action adventure. It's 90% on the tomato meter, and 82% audience score. That's really well. That went really well, especially for a DC movie. DC movies don't always do the best. All right, here's a couple of reviews. Here we go. From Brian from Deep Focus Review. It's a tonic to the door-toned scattershot entries in the DCEU, and even more so because it doesn't feel like a building block or puzzle piece in the larger franchise. From David from Real Talk Inc., Shazam is not only a film DC needed, but a film that may create new fans of the genre. So I think the critics liked it. I think that they could have, I don't know what they could have done with the movie. I think it was really well made. Another one was by Lenita from KCTV5 News at 9. It is going to do for the DC Universe what Guardians of the Galaxy did for the Marvel. Could be true. Except that now they're splitting up the DC Universe like a bunch of idiots. Nicholas said, from the moment we meet the foster parents, you can start to feel this heartwarming aura just begin to glow. So a lot of these were pretty good. I'd have to say that the movie was really good, 9 out of 10, because, I didn't get a 10 out of 10, because I feel like that, I don't know, I just thought it was really well, it was really good. On Vudu, you could watch it on Vudu, Prime Video, HBO Max, and Apple TV. Yeah, 9 out of 10, So, it has intense sequences of action and suggestive material. Action, adventure, comedy, fantasy. I think that movie did really well. Another person who did it a bad review that got given out was by a person named Peter from Film Week. Pretty bland, a little too light, fluffy, and negligible. Well, it's kind of true. It's not bland, in my opinion, but I do think it. I think that I really liked about that it was like light and fluffy and negligible. Actually, I don't know what negligible means, so I can't say anything about that. But it was a little light and fluffy, but I still really liked it. Can't wait for Shazam 2. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now let's talk about the comics character. Shazam had a TV... He originally was named Captain Marvel. Wait. She or he. Originally, that was the original Captain Marvel. Also known as Shazam. Published by Fuck It Comics and DC Comics. I think I just pronounced the Fawcett. I just think it's Fawcett Comics. The Wizard Shazam Wizard, was a character from the Shazam Captain Marvel comics, who gives the super and his superhero and his friends their powers. No spoilers for the next movie. Actually, I might have to spoil. Shazam was at Six Flags, a theme park ride, in Missouri. Shazam, the TV series, went from 1974 to 1977. It was a live-action television series based on the comic book franchise. Then there's the Kids Superpower Hour with Shazam, which is a 1981 Saturday morning cartoon based on the comic books. Shazam, the Monster Society of Evil, which was a limited edition comic book series. There's a new film. He appeared... there was, I'm just looking at all of this. I don't know why they added this in, but, yeah, he's a fun guy. He can change. I forgot to tell you about Shazam's power. He gets to change when he kind of has lightning powers as well, but we're not going to talk about that. He can change from a kid to an adult, and it's kind of awesome. Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty much what we have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed today listening to the podcast. Check us out on Spotify if you want to answer some of the limited time questions. I've gotten a couple answers back. I'm planning to do those movies sometime soon. Most of them are Marvel movies, and that's going to be kind of hard because at the moment I can't do Marvel movies because of the person that does Marvel movies with me is Bo, and he's not here because... he's on vacation, so he's not going to be able to do the podcast with me for a little more time. I'm not going to be able to do Marvel movies. But yeah, we're planning on doing me. I'm going to appear on another podcast eventually called Movies Plus. It's not out yet. Yeah, just remember to check out a Spotify. I'll see you guys next time.